News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's move on to cover some of the issues that were raised in the budget. We're joined by David Cunanan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson. David Cunanan, you do not believe the budget goes far enough to bolster the health services ahead of a difficult winter. Tell us why.
Well, good morning, Shane. First of all, I'm also an optimist, and you know, people want to have hope, but they also need solutions to the big challenges facing workers and families as we speak today. And I think the big challenges the government needed to deal with in the budget are housing, which I don't believe they have dealt with. Renters, there was nothing in the budget for renters.
Yeah, I know, and we've had that, David, and we've had your colleagues on talking about that.
And they locked in the cost of childcare and in health.
Let's stick to health for now.
And health is a massive issue, and what the government proposed in additional spend next year in health is just over €300 million. We have a crisis in health.
They're increasing health spending by €1 billion.
No, 700 million of that is called existing levels of service or standing still money. So it's to pay for carryover measures, additional pension costs and pay cuts. Only 312 million of that is actually for new measures. And if the context here, and I've travelled around the state over the last number of weeks, I've been in Sligo, in Cork, in Limerick, I've met managers of hospitals, and all of them are saying that emergency department attendances are up, the trolley count is up. We have over 900,000 people on some form of health waiting list. And what the government have proposed is not one single additional acute inpatient bed over and above what was committed to last year. And in all of those hospitals I was in, they're saying that they need more hospital beds, that consultants can't perform surgeries because the post-recovery beds simply are not there.
If Stephen Donnelly was here, David, he would say, we've added 800 additional acute hospital beds since the pandemic began. We've added 33% increase in critical care beds. In this budget, they're going to add 19 additional critical care budgets. There's 250 million set aside to address waiting lists. They say they are addressing these issues.
Well, first of all, the €250 million, which they say has been set aside for waiting lists, a very similar fund was also put aside last year. Only half of the money was spent. And of that €250 million, about €50 million of that will be for outsourcing to the private sector and also in other areas as well. It doesn't actually set out in any detail how that money will be spent. What we needed was additional capacity in terms of beds and staff to deal with the real emergency that we're facing. We also need more.
8,000 new posts this year. You say more staff, they're going to hire 8,000 new people next year.
And last year, if you look at what was promised last year in the detail, they promised 14,500 additional staff. That's what was funded. They're only going to recruit about 7,000 this year. So all of the staff that they say they will recruit is all staff that was announced last year. It doesn't deal with the reality of the crisis that is facing hospitals in the here and the now. And I've met hospital managers. I've met healthcare trade unions. Staff are burned out and they're facing into a really, really difficult winter period ahead. At this point in time in hospitals, the trolley counts and the presentations to emergency departments are at record levels. That's what hospital managers are telling me. If they don't have the capacity, if you haven't provided funding for...
Is there not a responsibility on those hospital managers to sort that out, though, themselves? Hospital managers always look to the government. Like, there's certain hospitals that do really well in this, and there's certain hospitals that do really badly on it. Maybe they should start looking in the mirror.
Well, if you don't have the beds and if you don't have the capacity to be able to treat patients in the volume that they are coming in, I think it's unfair to put it back on hospital managers, because it isn't just hospital managers who are saying this. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and their alternative budget and the IMO and the Irish Hospital Consultants Association have all been saying that we simply don't have the capacity. I addressed the Irish Hospital Consultants Association conference on Saturday last, and they were saying the same. We also need more investment in the community, because we have many people who can be and should be treated and have their illnesses managed in the community away from acute hospitals. And because
is that not what free GP care for 6 and 7 year olds is about?
No, it won't solve that problem. We're talking about people who obviously need treatment, maybe out of hours. The GP service isn't there. The government have said, yes, they will extend free GP care to 7 and 8 year olds. But the Dáil legislated for all children up to 12 to have free GP care, which is what Sinn Féin provided for. But they haven't provided for any additional funding in the budget to recruit additional GPs. and to train additional GPs. We provided for 50 additional trainee places because that's what's necessary. And if you look at the scale of the challenge in healthcare, you cannot say that €312 million is going to meet.
But how much
the scale
do you spend? Like we're going to spend €20.38 billion this year, in the coming year, on health. €22.2 billion if you add in capital and COVID provision. Like, what do we need to spend? €30 billion? €35 billion? I mean, is there no end in sight to it?
You have to, first of all, meet the scale of the challenge that people have in the here and the now, Shane. And if you go back to what I said, if you have 900,000 people on health waiting lists, and it's going to reach a million people very, very quickly, obviously you need to look at capacity. We need more beds in hospitals and we need more staff, but we also need to properly resource community and primary care. The government haven't done that. And when you look at what we're seeing now over the next number of months, and we'll see in hospitals, and look back over the last 19 months where healthcare staff have been through hell.
Yeah,
they are exhausted and are telling us that. And what they need are the tools to do their job.
All right, David.
And they don't have those tools.
Okay, David Cullinan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson. Thanks for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.